I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Today, we'll talk about the advantages of a float fishing trip in the Great Mountain State, although with all the recent rain, the prospects for the moment are challenging. More about it when we return. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. After the kind of rainfall West Virginia has experienced in recent days, small streams and rivers are not going to be at their best for a float fishing trip.
Yeah, it's coming up again. We got a lot of rain last night and getting more rain today here in Beckley, so it's going to be, unfortunately, a bad week to try to float fish.
That is DNR biologist Mark Scott in Beckley, who says while it may not be the greatest right now, it will improve, and when it does, it is an awesome way to spend the time.
Even if you don't fish much, it's a fun day to get out and float the river, and you'll see wildlife and just take in the scenery, and it's a great way to spend a day.
As for the fishing on a float trip, it doesn't get much better than floating and the access it offers.
If you want to catch lots of fish and bait up with something like a small tube jig, and dark colors are good. Some folks use just little twister tails. You always catch something on those. If you're looking for bigger fish, the flukes are always real popular. Buzz baits, of course, are good sometimes.
Now, rule number one for a float fishing trip, however, is to be safe.
First thing you got to think of is if you're experienced on a river or not. I grew up on the New River, and it can be a dangerous river, and I get calls all the time. People want to come down and float the river in their John boat. You just don't do that. So first thing you need to know what you're doing a little bit, but if you don't, there's a lot of outfitters that'll take you on trips, and lots of good fishing.
And even though you're floating, there's still nothing wrong with combining that with a little bit of waiting if you get to a spot where the fishing is really promising.
Don't be afraid to stop. I've stopped many a time, and you've been with me. I've got two size 14 anchors too that I can drop down and stop sometimes, but get out of the current, stand on the side, wait a little bit. There's nothing wrong with getting wet and fishing. So a hot day in the summer feels pretty good, too.
Now, you can save yourself a whole lot of time and headache by regularly checking the USGS river gauges. Find out what is considered a normal level of CSS flow in your favorite waterway, and then check from time to time to see if it's low or high before you're heading out on a fishing trip. It could save you a lot of time. Enjoy some great fishing on our hidden rivers in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.